Hi my lovelies, hello, Jo Warwick here and welcome to day three of Soulful Selling is Easy. Now, when we are soulful people, women, men, we can want to avoid the pain, okay? We want to look at all the good stuff and we want to look at the positives and we want to look at the positive results, but I hate to tell you that people don't buy just for the positive because every journey must be a journey starts from a starting point to a finishing point. And your job in whatever you're selling, whether you're selling a product, a coaching program, a service, whatever, is that you're selling something that takes somebody from the starting point to a finish point, a phase in their journey, in their life, in their business. It's a phase, a section. You're not here to take them from the beginning of their life to the end. You're not a parent, even though a parent wouldn't take them to that far either. They are, you're seeing them as somebody who is empowered, who is intelligent. You want to see somebody as their best person, absolutely, and capable of living the rest of their lives. But they're also ready for a bit of help. Yeah, they're reaching out for help, and there's nothing wrong in that. Yeah. You want them to want help and you want to support them from that journey. Yeah. However, we cannot do that by avoiding the pain points, the stress points, whether that's a stress point in their business, a pain point in their life. Something is that stress or pain point is because something is missing, something is lacking, something isn't working. Okay. And all selling is emotional. Okay, we can't avoid that. If you try and sell from your head and no emotions, you will never sell. People, as I've said on the free training, people buy from people and they buy from emotions and how they will feel and how they will feel now and how they will feel at the end of the payment. So when they purchase, they want to feel good. They want that sense of peace and they want that sense of momentum. And on their journey, they want to feel good and they want to have a good result at the end. Yes, they want to feel good because they don't feel good at this moment. So it's really important to firstly acknowledge that you're going to have to go to the pain points. You're going to have to understand the pain points and you're going to have to explore those pains with the potential customer, client, etc. You need to be able to dive into the pain and not avoid it. You've got to explore that so that they recognize where they are, because without going to the pain points and then to the desires and the results that we were talking about, the holiday image yesterday, you cannot demonstrate to them the value of buying from you. And if you cannot demonstrate to them the value of buying from you, they won't buy. So they want to have an emotional experience through their sales process. And that sales process must be a dance, both through being led through the pain and stress points of exploration of that to the positives and the results that they want, okay? So you need to be able to guide them. And it's a mini process of what actually you're selling them. And often it's a process of asking them what it is, firstly knowing and then asking. Okay, so your job today and in your questions will be very much to explore what you already know of your potential customers, your existing clients, etc. What is their pain point? What are they feeling? What's in the way? What are they struggling with? Yeah, what are the stress points in their life, in their business that's causing them this stress, this disconnection, this lack of fluidity, this lack of success, yeah, this lack of having what they want. Now, a lot of the times in my work, depending on the areas that I'm working with, if it's in love, often it's because they're sitting in a place of pain and disconnection from their own empowerment, of lack of love for themselves and their body. And so they're not tapping into that power source and therefore are looking for someone to feel the void. And the pain for them is that they're often looking for something that's missing in their life and would be looking for a relationship to try and fix them. But in fact, the pain is what's missing, yeah, is actually themselves. They are missing themselves. Now, often in selling, there is the process that you're kind of giving people what they want, and behind closed doors, you're giving them what they need. If you're trying to get to the point of selling them something that is so that you believe will be deeply transformative. And I've done it. I've been there. You know, I've absolutely done it. When you know that your product is so good and you want to sell it to them and you really want to have it to them and you're telling them all the big whizzy points of it, that it can, you know, all the technical, you know, technical elements, specifics, whether it's a product or whether you're telling them that the, you know, if I was to sell somebody a program, you know, which is about meeting a partner, they will want to meet the partner. But actually, the truth is the journey along it is more importantly is that they fall in love with themselves and that they will, you know, move on a process of dating and that they will have a healthy relationship and know how to have a healthy relationship whenever they meet that partner, and that they're then in a whole position of that relationship. If I'm doing it from a place of money and relationships, money and business, then again, it's opening somebody up to be receptive to the idea that, you know, they can receive money from many, many ways, and that it doesn't always have to be from a certain path. But their pain point will be that they want to have it now and they want to feel better. They want to pay the bills. They want to have, you know, more clients, whatever. Yeah. So you've got to answer that. You've got to answer to their pain. So exploring maybe the customers and the clients that you've got already. And if you haven't, then it's important to do some research. But I expect that you've already got some customers, some clients, and what you're already achieving. Now, the other question you have to ask for yourself when you're thinking of those pain points that they all have, and maybe if you look around often, if we look around our friendships or even ourselves, and the pain points that we have gone through and we have achieved results, because often, particularly with coaching, you are actually teaching someone else something you've already achieved. So you will find that the people you want to work with are the same people who've got the same story that you've been through, so that you can help them and guide them, which is what's so marvelous about it. If you realize, though, that you are looking at all these pain points and you're saying, well, yes, I can get to them to this result, but actually, is it my ideal client? It's really important when you both explore your pain points and you're exploring the dream that you want to get them to, and then questioning, do they do they match up? Yeah. Do they actually match up? Can you actually get someone from where they're starting? Maybe the person that's starting, for example, with somebody who has wants more money, that they want to have a better relationship with money. However, so you're aware that you can get somebody to having a really successful business and it's generating lots of money, or, you know, as an example, and you know you can do that, but the people that you're currently selling to and that you're aware of and the pain points you're dealing with are people who have no money and can't invest. Total misconnection, yeah? So you need to rethink then about who are the kind of people you'd want to be working with and what are their pain points, or readjust what you want to achieve as your outcome. Okay, but you've got to have an alignment between the pain of starting where you are at A and the result at B. Yeah, there's got to be a correlation in a phase that gets them to. When one of the biggest ways people fall down in selling and in their business is trying to do too much. They try to, you know, offer and deliver somebody A, B, C, D, E, F, G in one package, and it's totally not possible. All right. We've all been there. We all oversell. We all try and do too much. Learning to be able to recognize it's really important to get somebody to have a positive result. A bit like when I talked about the money aspect of putting your prices up, I said to you, you know, don't look to leap too far. Yeah. Because it's better that you get a positive result this week. You can put the prices up next week. Yeah. You can keep putting them up incrementally, but when we leap too far and then we don't get a result, we feel failure. All right. So it's very important that we've got correlation between the pain points that they're suffering with and the result that you can give them. And if you can give somebody a result that makes them go, wow, you know, even if they achieve something that you might think is really easy, and you probably do think it's easy, which is probably why you undervalue yourself. Okay, that's normally what happens. When we think something's really easy, we devalue what we have to offer. We don't charge it correctly. So If we instead, you know, to you it might be easy, but to somebody else it will give them a massive transformation and a big result, and that's what they want. Yeah. So sometimes the smallest things as well. For example, okay, I bought this amazing little scraper. It's the smallest little thing. Someone has created a little mini coat hanger with a handle on it, with a little mini razor on one side. Okay. I bought this, and it is the best dog hair removal thing I have ever come across in my life. You use it on carpets, you can use it on fabrics. It is genius. It doesn't cost very much, but it has answered a pain point for me, but my dog hair was driving me insane in my house, and my Hoover just wasn't picking up. It was getting rooted into the carpet, rooted into the furniture. And when I did this scraping thing for the first time, I was astounded. I almost had half a dog. So it's a small thing, but it was a pain point. It was annoying me. I can feel the hair. It irritates me. You know, it makes my nose itch. It makes the place feel dirty. Yeah. So I can see it and I can feel it. Even if I've got the best Hoover and I have tried them all, my dog is fluffy. Yeah, she's fluffy. I also have very long hair, so it's not her as well. There was just a big pile of hair. Yeah. And I like to have a clean space. When I feel the dirt or feel the hair, you know, I notice it. So this small little instrument, amazing little gadget, has brought me great joy and pleasure. It's very easy to use. I notice the difference. You can notice the difference on the carpet. It looks different. You can feel it's different. It has incredible results. Now, there is an example of excellent selling. Yeah, excellent. A pain point being answered by a result. Yeah. Simple, easy. So your job is to explore, both now thinking about for your marketing, thinking about your sales, for your sales copy, thinking about, you know, what, how you want to achieve in your coaching, knowing your pain points. But also when you're on a call, you're going to have to explore the pain. And we're going to be going into looking at questions and stuff a bit more. You're sort of building on it as regards to building a script that is for you. The script, no script argument. But exploring this and thinking about the questions you might ask your potential customer, client on a sales call or a phone call or an email. We can sell in a whole range of ways, messages, emails, you know, phones, in person, etc. Even in your marketing content. But you, if you're having an engagement with someone, what kind of questions would you ask to find out their pain points? Yeah, I'm going to give a couple of suggestions, but really the simplest question is always, well, what are you struggling with at the moment? Where are the places of stress in your business? How do you feel that there are limitations? You know, you've already, if you ask them, you know, the vision of where they want to get to, and then ask them, well, what do you believe is actually in the way of that? What do you think is currently causing you difficulties to get there? And how does it feel? Yeah, how does it feel? How do you feel about that? How would you feel if that doesn't happen? Yeah, if you don't achieve your goal, how would you feel about that? That's a very, very powerful, simple question. Having asked them where they want to be and then asking them how they'd feel if they wouldn't do it. My mum once asked me, I was offered a free holiday. Beautiful bit of manifestation. A friend phoned me the day before, simply offering me a all paid holiday to Thailand, leaving the next day. And it lined up perfectly. I had space, I had time. But I freaked out for a minute. I had to sort out dog and cats and all those sort of things. Of course, it all fell into place with ease. But I freaked out for a minute. I had to drive to London. I was quite a way away, you know. And my mum asked me a very simple question. How would you feel if you didn't go? And that was it. I always had to think about, because I was like, I'd be gutted. What a waste. What a ridiculous idea to not go. Can you see? My mum is a very, very experienced saleswoman, and so is my dad. And she instantly asked the right question. How would you feel if you didn't go? It's the same question. How would you feel if that didn't happen? Yeah. What do you believe is in the way at the moment? What's causing you stress? Yeah. How do you feel about that? So diving into those questions and absolutely going to the pain, your encouragement, and one, as I can tell you as a therapist, is to get people to pain, not to avoid it. We all want to avoid the pain, when in fact, actually taking someone to pain and then giving them the solution is what they want. It's what they want. They want to feel better, and they can't feel better whilst the pain is being unacknowledged. Yeah. And your job is to hear them, to acknowledge them, and then take them to the solution and how you're going to resolve it for them. It's quite simple. So today we're diving into pain. Your job is to explore and think. I should put some questions down. And I look forward to hearing any of your feedback in the group. All right. Take care.